Gaetano Gandolfi's etching, St. Anthony the Great, is modelled after an earlier painting he made, Bust of an Old Man with a Rosary, from 1755. For the print of St. Anthony the Great, Gandolfi uses the intaglio printmaking technique of etching. To make an etching, a metal plate is first covered with an acid-resistant ground, usually wax, paint, or varnish. The artist then uses an etching needle to scratch through the ground to the metal below. When the design is finished, the plate is dipped in an acid bath that bites the unprotected metal. Once the ground is removed, the metal plate can be printed. Etching enables an artist to create fine, fluid lines with greater ease than in a woodcut or engraving. Known for his unwavering devotion to God, despite many temptations acted upon him by the devil, many artists depict St. Anthony in the midst of a diabolical assault. Gandolfi, however, focuses on Anthony's great piety, the source of his ability to overcome temptation. In the etching, St. Anthony's body is draped with a tunic, exposing only his head, neck, and hands. In the background, parallel lines are etched and converged to give the illusion of depth and space. Using numerous darting and thin strokes, Gandolfi builds the appearance of dimensionality in the figure and other objects such as the staff, book, and rosary beads. Both the rosary and St. Anthony were associated with spiritual reverence and overcoming of difficulties. Anthony's head is craned to the left in the direction of the light that illuminates his body. His right arm is clutching a staff, resembling the flowering rod of St. Joseph, and his fingers are bony, knobby, and slim, interwoven with rosary beads like a knotty, thin branch entwined with a vine.